are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So we finally got some rain today. I'm so happy about that. I've been very depressed without rain, okay? Very sad time for me.
Are you a rain girly?
I learned from, if you, I don't know if you've ever seen this lady on Instagram or TikTok, Auntie Biv. I think that's her name.
Yeah.
She like uses, you're a, such a liar and a bad one at that. She like teaches people these big words, or nah, I wouldn't say big words, but words that people don't use that just have a lot of letters. Mm-hmm. And some of them are actually big words. One of them I learned was pluviophile, which is a person who loves the rain. So... Oh.
I like the rain. I don't like the rain out here because people don't know how to drive out here. And so it start raining and it's like, it becomes like human bumper cars. So they just hope for the best. It's like, you know, like SpongeBob be driving. It's like SpongeBob taught everybody. Chaos.
It's literally a hazard. There's something about the way that Texas has decided to pave specifically I-10 and 290, the way they, maybe it's just me overthinking it, but they have, the roads are paved with little grooves, like, all in it. So it's just like, I don't know what it's supposed to do, but it's like, when it rains, those grooves get filled up, and then the road is just slippery as fuck. Either my tires are bad, or that design is fucking terrible. The civil engineering into that was a bad idea, because if you're just driving on concrete or asphalt, like flat, your tires have more grip. If your tire tread is falling into the grooves of fucking highway, that's not helping the situation. So another reason why Greg Abbott is going to hell. So
I was expecting that turn. Like out here, like we got remnants from like the Hurricane Hillary. It was a fucking send off. I'm used to real fucking rain.
Total.
I'm just disappointed. I'm like, what is this? What's going on? Like, it was like, it rained more, like, the days before the actual hurricane was supposed to actually hit us than the actual day the hurricane was supposed to hit. The day the hurricane was supposed to hit, I was expecting the work to be canceled, it to be flooded. It's been fine. It rained harder yesterday than it did on the day that the hurricane was supposed to hit. I don't get it. This is a joke.
We had ended up getting tropical, well, more southern Texas, southeast Texas, ended up getting Tropical Storm Harold. And I think they got it bad down there, but we were supposed to get a little something from it. Nothing. I'm talking about dry, sun was out all day, hot as fuck. Today, it was 106 of them things. Ooh. I was just, I'm just so sick of this era in weather. Like, let's wrap it up and let's plug up the ozone layer so we don't have to go through this, okay? I don't want to do it.
I'm definitely ready for fucking fall. Like, I miss my hoodies and my sweatpants and, like, and like being able to layer shit without boiling and like becoming a human like sweat pod. I'm ready for fall. I don't have a nigga or nothing to go to the pumpkin patch or an apple picking with, but I'm ready for fall.
I never do. I love hoodies though. I am a hoodie girl. If I could just wear a hoodie all the time, I would just like, cause it's the perfect cover up. Like I can just hide in a hoodie. Like it's amazing. I love the cold time.
I went through a really bad, like, Ariana Grande, like, oversized hoodie phase where I thought it was just the cutest thing ever. Like, I love a good oversized hoodie that went down to your knees. You don't have to wear underwear or anything under it. You can just go out in your hoodie and no one knows anything. Love it.
I don't know if I'm crazy about an oversized hoodie, but I've never really been crazy about oversized clothes in general. Right. But lately, you're going to catch me in an oversized t-shirt.
I love oversized. It's well, just so good. Not right now.
I was late
not
to the right party, now. But it was good.
Yeah, it's like you can like oversized clothing just always hits right, but right now I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling anything particularly in fashion right now. I feel like this is the most fun I've had with clothes ever in my life. But other than that, I'm just ready for fall to see what Ashley is actually going to be in. Because other than that, I'm not enjoying anything like those Renaissance outfits. But other than that, I don't know.
I'm not. I'm not a fashion girl. I mean, I just find stuff that look cute and, you know, when I put it on. I'm not into, you know, the girls. I'm not really into, you know, No shade to nobody, but some of y'all be a little too obsessed with labels. It's giving like, girl, what you go through in your childhood? Because why do you like this stuff so much? But it's nice stuff. You know, I think it's ridiculous to pay $2,000 for a t-shirt. Would I ever do that? Absolutely the fuck no. I don't care if I was rich as motherfucking Bill Gates, bitch. You will never, I will never pay more than, when I have to pay more than $10 for a t-shirt, I'm like livid. I'm like, this is highway robbery. I'll do 15. Why am I paying more than that for a t-shirt?
I also think that comes from like, the life that you've lived where you haven't necessarily
poverty. Had
in nice way. But
like you said,
I wasn't gonna say that. It smells homeless in here. But I wasn't gonna, I just feel like once you get more accustomed, like let's say like you have the money or like you get a big check or like you get like a settlement or something and you're out and you see something that you wanna buy, you'll be like, I'll spend the money on that. That makes sense. But it's like you haven't been put there yet to actually be like, okay, well, I want to do that.
I'm be honest, that's totally me. Like, I'm talking shit. But, like, I think it's ridiculous. Now, $2,000 on a t-shirt, I'm not going to do
it. Yeah, that's excessive. Just like,
but yeah, I would pay $2,000 for a pair of shoes. I would pay $2,000 for a bag. I would pay $2,000 for, can't think of much else. Jewelry, you know what I'm saying?
I would do that for a pair of pants because I feel like pants, shoes, accessories, and like bags can last for fucking forever. Like I still have jeans that I've had for like over 3 years. Like, well, maybe longer, 5 years actually, because I live in Chicago. I still have those pants and shit in there, and they're cheap. So I can only imagine how fucking good, fucking expensive that shit would be. Like the most expensive pair of pants I have now, I'm looking in the mirror behind me, well, in front of me, is probably like $200, and I don't want to wear them. I'm just like, it's just not. It's just like, okay, where am I going?
I don't think I've ever paid over $60 for a pair of jeans. Like, I just can't imagine.
I can't wait to the podcast.
$60 is ridiculous as well.
No,
it's crazy.
No, that's normal price. I feel like $60 is a steal on a good pair of denim. Like that's a steal. Like anything, like I feel like paying $200 for a pair of pants, that's a little bit okay, especially if you're not fucking, if you don't not balling. But like on like regular shit, like $60, like regular pair of denim, that's normal.
I mean, I don't know, cause whatever, you know, we not gonna get. I'm not a fashion girl.
Wait till we balling. And we doing that first New York tour, and I'm like, let's go to Soho, let's go, and you gonna go in there. See, but you're going to be...
I feel like you can put together a nice outfit that don't cost $5,000.
Yeah, but you're not about to go to your own shit looking cheaper than everybody else in the room either. That's not how that's going to work. I'm not going to look cheap,
but it don't mean I pay a lot of money for what I got on.
But you're going to... Like, I feel like... Well, for me, anytime I go somewhere, like, the clothes I wear, like, even, like, on my Facebook and shit like that, is very just, like, run-of-the-mill. I wear, like, either, like, online brands that I really, really enjoy, or I'll go to fucking Fashion Nova and call it one. That's where I'm at now with clothes. Like, I'll go and I'll randomly spend a random, I have the Kanye West Balenciaga hoodie in there, and I don't even wear that fucking shit. Like, it just sits in there. And so it just, like, I feel like you're going to get to the point where you're going to be out, and I know how it's going to go. It's going to be something black. It's going to be a black hoodie or a black fucking shirt or something like that, and you're going to be like, I mean, and now I'm going to hype it up, and now I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to have to play a little reverse psychology and say, no, thank you. I don't think you should get it. And then you're going to try to prove me wrong and get it anyway. It's going to be something like that.
I like to spend money on practical things that are going to last. I'm just not that into clothes to care that much to spend more than a few dollars on them. So, and I feel like I'm appropriating somebody's culture right now with this head wrap on. Like, I don't know.
I'm supporting my people.
It's because I just got lazy and I didn't even try to like roll it up. I just threw it on. So, there's not a single person that's gonna beat my ass though. So,
well, at least you're here.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is The Boys Next Door. I am one half of your spectacular bottom co-hosts, Blackberry. I'm the better bottom, by the way.
Yeah, I agree. Very open. A lot of space and opportunity over there. And I'm Ken Lush, your favorite throat.
Yeah, you got the throat. I got the cat. I can't do the throat.
low key as a tag team. I start them off, you finish them off.
A tag team would be so bad. I already said we not doing that.
Girl, I'm just talking about it in general. It's not just. Never mind. I don't want to play outside anywhere.
You like my voice and it turned you on, but you ain't finna see this in no thong, okay?
Podcast canceled.
Welcome back to another week of shenanigans. Please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Send us questions, confessions, advice, suggestions, anything you got.
Complaints.
To our email. Complaints. Send your complaints to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com, or you can DM
us.
Yeah,
we want to hear them.
Don't mind us perusing on your profile because we're gonna stalk you
every time.
Yeah, and welcome to the show. Speaking of complaints, I'm going to go ahead and start with our complaints.
This is the list!
Ken Lush has aptly named this section The List, and I think it's just, I think it's poignant. It's right to the point. It don't have to be nothing about nothing specific. Oh, and you know what, bitch? Last week, I think I was too drunk. I said Pacific instead of specific. If anybody listened to that and heard that, unhear it, number one. And number two, I'm not dumb. I know it's specific. S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C. But I my mouth don't move that fast. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no lisp. But it's like I can't say certain stuff, like, you know, too fast. So specific. But yeah, it's just a list of complaints. You can send yours in. We can talk about it on the show. I'm actually very exhausted today. So the energy I had to complain, I really don't have it no more. But I'm just gonna read a few things.
Okay.
No, I'm still gonna be negative. Be for real. Okay, where's my list? Oh, you know what? I didn't add my list to my list. Let's check it out here. One of the things on my lisp. Now I'm saying lisp. One of the things on my list was people who say my mama ain't raised no hoe in relation to sexual stuff. And I just want you to shut the fuck up because she literally raised a hoe. You got a dick in your mouth right now. What do you mean your mama ain't raised no hoe? You suck dick in the dark with the lights off and you be slobbing on it and throwing up and gagging. And you be swallowing it. Your mama absolutely raised a hoe.
See, and the thing about that is, legit, I feel like the people who weren't raised to be hoes turn out to be the biggest hoes. Like, I wasn't necessarily raised to be a hoe, but I feel like when it comes to the slut-o-meter, I'm up there. Like okay. My mom would be ashamed.
I'm sure she will. That's why I want y'all to stop saying your mom ain't raised no hoe. Now, you say that in relation to, like, fighting or something. Like, my mom ain't raised no hoe.
Right.
Or maybe she did, because I ain't fighting nobody. I'm calling the police.
Wait.
I'm going to jail.
If we without, okay, let's say, okay, this is a hypothetical. We out.
Oh, Lord.
We out. And 6,247 Lowe's approached us. Like, I heard y'all was talking mad shit. I heard y'all was talking mad shit about what I got going on in my fucking event
right now. You know how I'm going to beat him? I'm going to defeat him?
I'm scared.
I'm going to just slap his ass with a condom.
Wrap it up!
Bitch, he gonna run away. He's allergic to them, okay?
Bitch, start convulsing. That's wild.
Wait, and before I get to the rest of the list, though, speaking of, like, condom lists, Sexy Red said she was the raw dog queen, and I
think she got competition. There's a new challenger.
I think she's onto something. I don't promote raw sex on here, but I'm just telling y'all, it's great. It's phenomenal. So
can I mention this?
Have some safely.
Every time we talk about us not being like raw, we get off and we're like we prefer like whatever. I'm not gonna say that part, but it is like
we never lied. I've never said right. Like, I be having condom sex all the time because I don't.
We're the raw dog bottoms, okay? We support safety, we support a fun time, but we also support taking that rubber off and sliding it in raw, okay?
Okay, now, consensually though, because I got stealthy one time. Did we talk about this?
No.
So do you know what stealthing is?
Is that when they, like, they start fucking and they take it off and then they...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Without telling you. So that happened to me one time. And after that, I got really strict about everything. Like, I was, like, very specific about if I didn't want to fuck, I cannot be coerced into doing it. And right. if I say we're using, if we're using a condom, I'm watching that condom. And
that's where is when it?
That's when I started asking people about their status prior to that. Was like that, because I almost felt like, and I'm not saying I'm a victim of nothing. I'm not trying to victimize myself, but that right. is technically rape. I don't feel 100%. Like I got raped, but I felt so violated after knowing that he did that to me. So maybe, I don't know. I don't know if I would say rape, but it was assault.
I feel like taking advantage, like, not bamboozled. It's something like, I feel like that's a betrayal of trust, though. Cause I feel like when you're having sex with somebody, and, like, I feel like there's not always terms and conditions to the sex, but, you know, there's an understanding. And I feel like once you go past that understanding and you take it upon yourself to, like, break them terms and conditions, I feel like that's where the issue comes in at. Cause it's just like, I'm trusting you.
Y'all need to be consensual with everybody out here. That's all I'm saying to y'all. Don't do that to no fucking body. Right. Next up on my list, what I want to say. Gas stations who have those little fake prices. You driving around, you know what I'm saying? You see a 329. You like, oh, because gas prices are going up right now. So let's say you see a 329. You like, oh, let me stop over here and get some gas. You get to the pump. You get up, first of all, you get up closer to the sign, and at the bottom it say $3.49 with card. If you pay with cash, you get the $3.29. Then you get to the pump, that motherfucker end up being $3.59. What I want y'all to do is burn in hell. Next up on the list, Beyonce.
Wait.
Greater than the, sign.
What been going on in your week? Like, your week just sounds like you just run into fucking issues.
And every, like, inconvenience. Time I get mad about something, I jot it down. I've started doing it.
Oh, fuck you, bitch.
But you know what I need to start doing? Every time something makes me happy, I need to jot that down too.
Oh, I like start doing that.
Both. I'm gonna start doing I both. Because like being angry and irritated is an emotion. It's not a crime to have it. So I'm gonna be like, just jot down stuff for the podcast, you know. And then I'm gonna jot my happy stuff down and keep that to myself.
That's a secret.
Stop comparing Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Let the girls be great, but just know Beyonce is the greatest. Next up on my complaint list of things that I hate, just hilarious. Next up, people who
you post... whack her. You find a way to whack her every week.
She deserves a whacking.
That's a dumb bitch.
So you know how you people post before and after pics, right? And normally they'll post the before pic on the left side and they'll post the after pic on the right side. People who post the after pic on the left side, are you trying to be different on purpose? Like, what is the point of you doing that? People don't read right to left in this country. We read left to right. So I'm trying to confuse on how does after come before?
I think they're trying to break the system. Or I think they're trying to be like a... Oh, look at me now. Oh, look at him. Like, I think, I don't know. I'm trying to.
I want a now and then, bitch. I want a then and now, like it's supposed to be. We in the future. We in the present right now. We not thinking about what the, don't tell me what happened 50 years ago on the right side of your post, bitch. Put it on the left so I know which way we going.
I also don't really like too many people. I don't like, well, I saw the other day on Twitter, someone posted like a fake before picture. And they edited it and, like, made it seem like themselves. And then, like, it wasn't even them. So now you have intentionally slandered someone else's, I guess, maybe now as a fucking what you shouldn't be. Like, this is horrible. Maybe we should just abolish them altogether. No one should know anything except for what you look like now. Because bitches don't be like to post the new pictures, too. They like to live in the back then.
I recently have gotten more comfortable taking pics again because... I mean, I don't know what was going on. Nothing really. But when I would take like pics here and there. But like when I was younger, I used to flick up everything. Like I have so many pictures of myself when I was like in my early 20s because I was just always taking pictures of myself and of things. But like, I don't know. I just got to a point where I just stopped pulling out my camera, or I would take pictures and never upload them until months later. Like a lot of times when I post on Instagram, those pictures are mad old. And people were like, oh, you look so nice. That was like 2 months ago, babe, but thanks so much.
Sorry, sister. That's old.
So I get why people don't be posting their pictures, because I kind of went through that a little bit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yeah, I get it, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to see like I feel like I'd rather you just have an empty profile or something like that, or at least update your highlights, huh? You don't got to post on your actual page. You have highlights.
People
on your
still
page.
Use highlights, because I do not use mine. I actually deleted mine.
Yes, I actually just redid mine, but I redid it for some fact that like sometimes I don't feel like posting on my story that day. I'm just like, I just want to like just be inactive, so that way when somebody comes on my page, at least they know like, oh well, he's hot. Let's follow him. You know, I don't want to miss out on my nigga because I was being like in my social bubble that day. So yeah, look at me, look at my highlights.
I think the last thing that I hate this week, first of all, people who park like idiots go to hell. It's this one Tahoe at my job. The bitch be over the line every day. If you don't know how to drive this big bitch, you don't need to be in it. If you don't know how to park that motherfucker properly. All on my line and shit.
It's a minivan.
No, it's a Tahoe. It's a big blue fucking Tahoe.
Remember, we had this conversation before. Minivans.
Oh, you don't like Tahoes.
Minivan, Yukon, Tahoes. All gotta go. Denali's too. If you still whooping, gotta go.
I love Tahoes. And it's one of the new ones too.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's super big. And the bitch don't know how to park. And lastly... HRU, starting the conversation off like that, please remember that you will have to die and you might go to hell for that. So
who's like, what type of people start conversation off with that?
Crazy people. Like, who are, like, you're fucking psychotic. Who do you think you're talking to like that? Speak, spell your words out. It don't take that long.
How do you like people like initiating conversation with you? Are you like a what you doing person, or do you rather them be like hi? It depends
on the person. Like if I don't really know them, if I don't know them at all, and they hit me up for the first time, HRU is definitely not the way to go. WYD not the way to go. Sup not the way to go.
Really?
I'm ignoring a sup.
I'm a supper. I say sup.
No. There's no effort in a sup. Do I look like a sup bitch to you? No. Say, what's up?
Oh, girl, what's the fucking difference?
It's the laziness for me. Like, why you just can't say, what's up? What's up with sup?
I might well say, good afternoon, good day to you, sir, at that point. Bitch, what's up?
I would love a good afternoon. I would love a hello, how are you?
How's it going? Would you like some tea?
Now,
with
that? if this like my fuck buddy and he hit me up with WYD acceptable, yeah. Sup acceptable, because I'm fucking him. I'm not expecting nothing from him. You know what I'm saying?
You are so strict. You are so fucking strict.
It's strict,
bitch.
Over here. It is.
Yeah, it's like you're the warden, bitch. It's just like you can't have no fun over here, Miss Trenchful. Let me out. Free
you
me.
You can have fun. You just gotta follow the rules. Like, stop being dumb.
Too many rules. Like, my other thing about this week, I think I navigate relationships much more on, like, a more friendly level than, like, as regimented as I think most people do. Like, I just want to be friends. Like, why can't we just act like we're just homies and, like have fun? Like, I want to do...
Key word there. Act. We not acting like shit. Let's just do what it is. But I don't want to act like your homie if I really want to fuck you.
See, but I also believe in, like, even my relationships, I like having that, like, we got handshakes, we got our own, like, little inside jokes, like, we talk shit, and we get, like, I enjoy all that part of the relationship, like, the homieisms in a relationship make the relationship for me, because I just really just enjoy, like, I don't know, I guess being playful, like, I feel like
just
everything's so stressful.
Like, just being a homie, like, we actually just homies, and yeah. We fuck around sometimes, it gets tricky though, because I do feel like it gotta either just be that vibe, like you can't just like, oh, because I'm saying this because I feel like I'm being seduced by somebody and I'm not feeling it. I just really want to be your friend, sir, but I feel like he's like, you know, dropping hints that he want to fuck me. And it's like, ooh, friend, I don't want to do that. Not with you. Because we friends. Like, I don't even...
That's terrible. I feel like... I mean, did you tell him? Like
by the way, it's not a close friend. Don't get to thinking of names.
Okay, no. Yeah, but did you like... Okay, because they're going to start putting two together. Think that me saying we going to meet up... I'm going to throw to you the asshole that you talk about me.
I was thinking Ricky. The girls think me and Ricky go together, but
yeah,
Ricky got a whole. Well, I ain't gonna tell his business, but leave me and Ricky as friends, please.
That's so weird. I think that is so odd when people like try to like put together people. Like, well, I think I do it, but I do it for my niggas. I love
the hypocrites next door.
Yeah, it gets me very hot. I love being a hypocrite. I do it for my niggas though. Like if I like you. I like to know what's going on because I feel like in this, I'm not talking about nobody in particular or whatever, but I feel like sometimes niggas like to lie.
Ain't nobody listening to this damn show.
Right? It's just me and you talk to a microphone in an empty room by ourselves, you know? Like, I feel like a lot of times niggas lie about their relationship with other people to make you more comfortable and fuck with them better or like more, because there are a lot of times like I've talk to guys or like dealt with guys or been around guys, and I'd be like, oh, what are you doing? And they describe a whole relationship, or not a relationship, but they describe a whole situation like, I'm about to go work on this project, this is my project manager, blah blah blah, and you fucking them. Now I would have known that for sure if I would have did a little more research, if I would have dug a little more, you know, if I would look more.
This sounds real personal. Like, it's real, like it happened.
It's a little personal, you know. I think it's a situation.
Girl, what you be going through?
Oh, girl, it's struggle here. That's why sometimes y'all be thinking I be posting shit on Instagram for laughs. I'm really crying on the inside. Like, I didn't even... I'm really talking to myself for y'all this thing. I'm talking, trying to help y'all out. No, bitch, I'm helping me. And so, yeah, it be some shit over here, you know? But y'all need to be more honest about y'all intentions with people from the onset. Point blank, period.
That
if you just trying to, if you just trying to fuck, just say you trying to fuck. If you just trying to befriend somebody, just be somebody friend. And that goes even deeper than just like you saying it, like your actions. Like, you can tell people vibe and shit if they trying, if you know they ain't trying to fuck with you, and you be, and we be faking it sometimes. Pretending.
Well, that kind of coincides with the first topic that I wanted to talk about today, which was, the quote, toxic 20s. Glorilla went viral this week for saying that she think when you're in your 20s, you need to be toxic and you need to turn the delusion up. I'm in my late 20s. I love saying that. Oh, that felt so good. I don't even know. I've never said that, I don't think. Wow.
And with me being in my mid-20s, I feel like we are a good gap, a good range of understanding, you know?
Of course. But yeah, I don't feel like I've experienced some toxic things, but I've never been like a toxic person or like really stuck around long for toxic shit. I would say it's not that I've never experienced toxic shit. So how do you feel about that? Do you feel like you should be toxic in your 20s? Do you feel like you should be a little dumb and get it out the way?
I feel like we always gonna be dumb. I just feel like it's just a point of how dumb you're going to be. And I feel like in your 20s is the time where you're supposed to just really just like kind of start molding who you think you are. Because so like when we finally enter the 30s and when we enter the 40s, it's just like laying the foundation for who we want to be. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with being toxic in your 30s or toxic in your 40s or 50s either. But I feel like you have to be responsible with how toxic you are, though. Like, you can't out here being, like, recklessly toxic. Like, there's a good medium to the toxic at any fucking age. Like,
well, what's the spectrum of toxic? Because toxic, to me, is toxic.
No, I mean, like, you can have those people who are just, like the guy who went above and beyond last week. You know, Tyrese, Ashanti, probably Baltimore. That type of toxic. And you can have, like, the type of person.
That's so like the far right.
Right, that's like the end of the wild end of the spectrum toxic. And then you have the people who are toxic who just like, you know, the over flirters or the people who just like they want to be seen and shit. Like, there are different levels of toxicity. So I mean, like, there are spectrums. Like in your 40s, you shouldn't be playing no Tyrese, Maurice and Ashanti games. Charlie Baltimore, where the fuck the people name was?
Be honest, okay, there was a Sagittarius that I, you know, was exchanging words with once upon a time. And it wasn't real toxic because we was never together. But, you know, our banter and our, like, you know, because I'll block him and then I'll unblock him. And then it's like, I don't never want to deal with you. And it's like, we end up texting a couple months later, but it's like, it's funny because that's fun to me because I think we talked about this before. I know how to separate and stop. I just made that term up, but I know how to identify that this is toxic and I know how to identify that I'm totally playing along and I know how to keep myself from being dumb because I'm like, this is not for real. I'm just having a little fun, a little razzle on the sazzle. You know what I'm saying?
To be honest, I like toxic shit. I'm all for all the toxic shit. That keeps me interested. Yeah, I am. Because I get bored quick. So, like, I'll be with a nigga, and if you doing too much of the right shit, I'm going to be like, okay, now look. Let me look through your phone or something. Let me go to your hidden gallery. Like, it just beats
me. That's a bit much.
I mean, no, but it's just like, if we're just talking, we're just having fun, and you're just doing all the right shit, like, you're trying too hard, I'd just be like, okay, like, where's the phone?
But what if it's just good without the problems?
Then, I mean, you should probably be my man then, but I'm not looking for that right now. Like, let me look through your phone and find a problem so I can yell at you about it and block you. Like, that's where I'm just at right now. Like, I'm not trying, like, if Mr. Perfect happened to come along, okay, we'll talk about it. But, like, right now, I want the nigga who, like, he on some, like, not some shady shit, not like that, but, like, I like a little toxic fun. Like,
every once in a while, I do like a nigga that's not mine. Not that he with nobody else, but, like, I know he out, like, you know, dipping it and dabbing it and whatever he can community, dip and dab it in. Thing.
Yeah.
Right? I kind of like being part of the community.
Not your own cul-de-sac.
Part of the cul-de-sac. Shout out to, he told us to call him KK for coming up with that, by the KK. Way. So, sidebar, the cul-de-sac, I think we talked about it, but I'm going to say it again. K Gashonen. I think that's how.
Bitch,
we do this every time, and he be sending voice notes and everything, and I still be lost like I'm motherfucker.
I'm a little bit slow. You can send a voicemail, bitch. Somebody left a voicemail with their name on it today, and I had to call them back. And bitch, when I say about time I got on that phone, I said their name all types of wrong. I just don't remember names. Like I'm not good at them.
So thanks, KK, for coming up with.
Okay,
did he say K or KK? I don't know.
It was KK.
You know who we talking about.
You.
For coming up with the cul-de-sac. But yeah, I kind of like being a part of, if I'm in that mood, you know what I'm saying? Not like on no permanent shit, but I definitely like fucking niggas who I know is fucking other people.
And you know what I don't like? I don't like the niggas who you don't really want to fuck with who try to be on that toxic shit. Like, they try to play too hard and they try to, like overplay their part. I'm just like...
Oh, yes.
Like,
I hate a fake toxic. Like, why are you trying to be this person you're not?
Why are you pretending? I know you at home crying thinking about me right now. You gonna try to act like you not. Bitch, get out of my fucking face. Stop playing with me.
I have been with a couple people who are like full on simps for me. First of all, I love that. I love a simp to be like, you gonna do whatever I say? you just gonna be quiet when I yell at you? Oh, like, yes, let me own you, little sir. But
I do not want. No.
It just went dark fast. But I do like an obedient top. I do.
I don't want no obedient top. I like my niggas like kind of mean. I like them kind of like nonchalant, like vibey, just like I like a good moody top. I don't want no sassy top now. A good moody top, like the one that's quiet and nonchalant, is good, but not no sassy one who got some more mouth than a fucking goat in the morning. I don't want that. But I like a little playful.
I like to wear the pants in the situation, but I like to have the brakes beat off of me. That's just, you know.
That's pants just on my top, vibe. Panties and underneath.
I've only met one person who truly let me be that with him. And I think that's probably why I'm like the way I am. Because it's like...
Yeah.
It is not that I be treating people bad. Well, I be treating him bad, but that's because he did me dirty, and now I've treated him bad ever since.
Oh, God.
But, like, when we was together, like, I was so soft and mushy with him, but I also felt like 1,000. I had more control of that situation until I lost control, and now I have to curse him out every once again. How do we get here?
I like you diving into your relationship mysteries, because I feel like you rarely drop in these relationship shit. And I feel like you never talk about relationships except for the fact you hate them. So I really enjoy when you do that.
Oh. Maybe that's why don't nobody want me, because I'm so negative all the time.
Maybe. You never know. But I feel like it's a balance, though. Like you're one of the people who, like, you wouldn't go to where you need, like, an uplifting word, but you will go to when you need the harsh reality of the fact, okay? Like, I will go to you when I want to be told the truth. Like, you know that friend, like, when you about to make a bad decision, you be like, I'm going to go to the friend that's going to pump my shit up. Yeah, you're not the friend that's going to pump this shit up. You're going to be like, girl, if you want to do that, and then you're going to stop texting for a little bit, you wait for the reply, and then you're going to be like, well, this is what I think. So,
no, yeah. when I have a friend in crisis, I tune in. Like, I'll text back faster once I realize that you're about to jump. You know what I'm saying? Not literally, but, like, you're, like, making,
right.
Like, you need somebody bad to vent to. So I'm just going to help guide you through your delusions a little bit, and then we'll talk our way out of it. You know what I'm saying? But I never really go to nobody for my problems. Like, I literally just
deal
with stuff by myself.
And then, like, you know, it's that quote, who does the strong go to when they can no longer be strong? And just be like, I didn't always be like, why don't the strong just speak up and tell the people, like, that they're not, like, that they're kind of weak? Like, no, I never understood that.
Weird and gross. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just figure it out. It's like, I just think it's yucky, so I don't do it.
Yeah. But in return, do you ever blame people for not being there for you when you need them?
I don't blame them, but I get real, I get real irritated when I actually need something from somebody and they're not available.
Right.
Like, let's say I actually want to hang out because I'm feeling a little lonely and you can't hang out. And I'm like, so I don't fuck with bitches now.
Just want to stay alone anyway.
Immediately. I'll be ready to end the relationship. We're done. You don't want to hang out? It's fine. I don't need nobody. No way. Because if you hate me, just say it. And we can just move on.
You are such a brat. Oh, my God.
I'm just very, like, it's totally... rooted in trauma, and 100%. It's not real. Like, once I get over, I'd be like, okay, bitch, you was doing a lot.
Yeah. Most recently, like, I had a guy, like, spend a night over, whatever, and, like, he was, like, leaving and stuff like that, And I, when I say I had the biggest attitude in the world, like, I was just so fucking pissed off that this nigga was leaving. And, like, we were like, we kicked it, like, almost not all night, but we kicked it, like, all day. And it was just like, I'm like, oh, you leaving? Now I'm in my feelings. Now I'm just like, I'm a brat. Like, when I say I was irate, like, I was pissed off. Like, I was, like, uncontrollably angry that this nigga was leaving. And then I had to, like, bring it back together. I'm like, oh my God, this is like my abandonment trauma issues kicking in right now.
Some, like, guys like brats. Some guys are brat tamers. That's what they're called.
I feel like that's what I probably need. Tamer. I feel like that's what I need. Like, I need a guy who's going to take control of the situation, because I feel like every nigga I try to talk to, I can boss around. Like, I can, like, tell these niggas where to go, how to go, and what to do with it. But it's just, like, the niggas that I really, really like are the ones who are just, like, very, just, like, not going for it. Like, they're not here for none of the shit.
I think I just want a guy who is like a more calm version of me, because I think I'm a calm person, but I do get ticked up really easily. Like, it's very easy to irritate me. It's harder to anger me, like for me to get full blown mad, but it's easy to irritate me. So I kind of think I need somebody who's just like, you're doing too fucking much, and so I can come back down to earth. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like a violent, volatile, belligerent person, but like sometimes I get bit. And then my thing is, like, when I'm upset, I go silent. So it's like, I know people hate that.
It's hard to really balance that out. Like, I feel like you're already like super, like, you're not me. Like, I'm a tiff. Like, I'm a whole fucking party in a bottle. And you're like a calm, nice storm. Like, it just, like, it's very smooth. It may get a little rocky sometimes, but you gonna make it through. And, like, so, like, a guy who's calmer than you is, like, maybe, like, dead. Like he may not, like, have a pulse. Because I feel like you can't get no calmer.
I don't wanna say calmer than me, but, like, somebody who can just, like, put their hand on my shoulder and I'll fucking relax. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you need a daddy. You want a daddy. You want a... Yeah.
I don't need him trying to be big boss man, or I'm the masculine one, or I'm wearing the pants, I pay the bill, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You do that in one place, in the bed, and only when we doing stuff sexually, okay? Other than that, I got these pants on, you gonna do what the fuck I tell you to do.
I was gonna say, you wear the pants in the street, he wear them in the sheets. That's crazy. Like, I like guys, like, I mean, like Jill Scott said, if you can tell me what to do, you can tell me what to do.
That's true.
But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do. And that's just literally what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Now, I have dated a bossy guy. He was a Scorpio. And, like, Scorpios kind of, like, always get their way. So, you kind of just, like, but he had the energy to be able to do that. Like, if you don't have, like... Yeah. If you don't have that energy for me to be like, oh, I can actually, like, shut the fuck up and let him lead the way. And I'm not always going to be right. And maybe he is right about this. If you can present yourself to me and you are that person, then I think it'll work.
It takes a lot for me to get to the point of, like, trusting a guy's judgment, though, honestly. Like, I feel like...
nobody.
Yeah, it's just like, I just be like, okay. I mean, that's an idea. It's a concept of what to do. But it's just like, in actuality.
But if we do it this way, we'll both be satisfied.
I feel Yeah, like, I'll take a little bit, I'll take, like, you know, you said the word the. I'll add the word the to my whole plan, and then we'll just make it work that way. Like, because your whole plan, I don't know, it's kind of questionable. But, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I just haven't found the right guy to trust. A little bit.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
I also wanted to talk about today... this term that I discovered on Instagram from one of my favorite pages, Afrosexology. Pleasure mapping. I don't know if this is like a new thing or if this is like, you know, something that was in Kama Sutra or something like that. I don't know. But pleasure mapping, according to Afrosexology, is a useful tool and practice that helps us explore our body. Pleasure mapping encourages exploring outside of the genitals and seeing how other body parts feel when caressed, grabbed, stroked, suckled, slapped, tickled, etc. From the back of your knee, the curve of your ear, to the middle of your foot, etc., etc., etc. So basically, I want to know what parts on your body other than your vagina do you like to be touched in and get you aroused and like get you going?
I get aroused like giving hugs. I get aroused, like, I hate the word aroused. That sounds so elderly. Like, I oh. But I like.
Right now, baby.
Yeah, oh, baby. But I really enjoy, like, I'm one of the people, erection? Like. Ugh, erection. Ew. Like, can you imagine trying to talk dirty back in the day before real words were invented? Like, dick. Like, they were, like, my penis. I don't want anyone to talk about my erect penis is throbbing for you, my beloved.
I actually kind of like that, but it's okay. Go ahead.
Ew, fucking weird. But yeah, I like my ass slapped really hard. So if I give a hug, like I had hung out with this guy, like I won't say when, but over the weekend, and like we were just chilling, vibing, whatever. And I was like, I'm gonna teach you how to hug me because I just like teaching guys how to give me hugs properly because I feel like it's a lot easier than them being stiff or weird about it. So I was like, come here, and I stuck my arms up. And I wrap my arms around his neck. That's what I do for every nigga that I hug. And I told him, like, grab me. And so he grabbed me, and he like grabbed me like a fucking church lady. I said, what the fuck is this? So he's like that on my back, and I had to like push his hand down on my ass. And he's like, oh, your ass is really really soft. I'm like, thank you. That gives me something. Like now I didn't got, you know, you got your good boy. I got my little good boy tree, like my little compliment, and I felt good after that. So I'm all about like teaching people how to like touch me. I like my ass slapped. I like to get choked, like spit on me, like all that kind of stuff. It really gets me going.
You're a bossy bottom.
Is that just a power bottom in general?
I'm not crazy about like touch in general. Like really? I'm not a physical touch girl.
I'm a toucher.
it's okay for me to be touched, but like I'm gonna be like, you know, not that I used to get beat as a child, but it's like you touching me. I actually never got a whooping. So it's like, I just.
Really?
What you want? I probably got a whooping twice, but my mama, yeah. My sisters got it. I got off scot free. Okay.
I just imagine you hiding in the corner, like, when she's about to whoop you and just, like, end up forgetting. Like, where the
I remember one time specifically, they had my oldest, they had did something. When I tell you, I thought we was all finna get a whooping. So everybody got into position, then I got into position because we was lined up. This is how old school this shit was, okay?
Not get on the wall, bitch.
She had our asses lined up. And then she was like, not you. And I was like, y'all gonna get your ass beat.
It's like that American Next Top Model gif when the girl was crying, she like and then like run off. I can't.
So touching for me is just like, okay, we can do that. Like I don't mind. It's like give me a second to warm up.
Yeah.
I do like because I'm very sensitive and ticklish. I like my torso rubbed. So like
really?
I like my titties grabbed, I like my stomach rubbed. It tickles but it like sends me, it like turns up my senses. Of course I like my butt rubbed. That's nice. My thighs are a good place. I like to be rubbed after I get fucked specifically.
Really?
Because for some reason, my thighs be tingling after I get fucked. I don't know what that is. You know, my whole body be tingling. But if you rub my thighs, it just like, oh my God, it just like brings me so far down. It's like, I don't know, it's like sex all over again. I love my thighs getting rubbed after getting fucked.
I only like my thighs rubbed like in the car. Like, if we're on the couch or something like that, I really don't fuck him. I don't want, like unless we're, like, cuddling. Like, even when we're cuddling, I try, like, okay, so I've been, like, seeing on Twitter people being like, oh, we like boobs and, like rabbit titties and shit like that. And so I was making out with a guy, and I was like, and I told him just, like, grab my, like play with my chest or whatever. And I could not get into it. I was like, this is just so, like, underwhelming. I'm like, maybe just not big enough. Maybe there's no property to play with. But it was just, I wasn't into it. And so, like, then I that was, like, the first time, like, I was like, hey, I didn't say hey, like, it's not a fucking introductory tutorial, but I was like, slap my ass, and he was like, what? He, like, slapped my ass, and the first time he did it, it was just like a pew, and I'm like, no, slap, like, I want you to slap it for real. Baby, when I say he warmed up that, and I was obsessed, and that's how I realized I like to get spanked.
Ooh. Spanking is fun. I don't know if I've ever properly been spanked, but I do like getting spanked while I'm getting fucked. Oh, yes. Beat it up. Make it red. Make it hot.
Oh, you know, yes. Like, I like the feeling after, like, when it's like, it's kind of like, it's not like burning to sit down, but it's kind of like, ooh, like, I shouldn't sit down yet. I like that feeling. That's how I know I got a good spanking.
Oh, that's a bit much. I do like that feeling after... Again, after getting fucked, like when your hoe just be all like, it be feeling all used and little and sore, and you be like scared to breathe too hard because you might shit a little, you know.
Hold on. Whistling. Never mind.
Your hole ain't never felt like it wasn't going to close back up?
Well, I haven't got fucked in so long. I don't know how my hoe feel. Right now, it feel like a Barbie doll part, bitch. It feels like...
Something like after a good session, because y'all know I like me a marathon. After I done got pounded for about 2-3 hours, my hoe is like... It's very like tender. It's just my shit don't be open. It be closed, but like the muscles be like...
Yeah.
They need a vacation, so they don't be, you know... Yeah. Ready to perform. So the next time you shit, it be feel... Oh, but the good thing about like having sex and like getting fucked is like your farts afterwards be like so breezy, easy breezy, no smell. It just be flappy lips. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really sad that I don't remember how any of this feels. I'm just really sad about it.
Oh, bro, it ain't been that long.
It's been 2 years. Literally two
you don't
years.
Remember how it feels to have your whole... Oh, but that's because you don't use toys. I haven't had sex in a while, and I still know how that feels.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got fucking the fucking football team of dicks in there running through the fucking field. I bet you do. I bet the fuck you do remember. And then, oh my God, I had a guy in my room the other day, and we weren't doing nothing nasty or whatever. But I'm like, I know, sounds crazy. But, I had like, cause I think I was showing you or I was showing somebody like my toy I have, and so I forgot I had put it, like I had put it in my dresser at the top, and like the way my room is lit up, cause I keep forgetting to go get a light for my lamp at the top. As my room is illuminated, all you see through my clear dresser in the front is the pink butt plug toy pressed up against my dresser. And the whole time I'm looking at it and I'm looking at him, I'm like, and I repositioned myself in front of it so he couldn't see it. I'm like, this is what happened. This is how you felt when
I don't hide my toys when people come over. If they're out, you're gonna see them. I don't care.
It's like art for you now.
People like, yeah, my friends have come over and seen it on the tub and like, whoa, like what's going on here? This is not nothing new. You've seen it before.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be flabbergasted. I remember last time I walked into one of your rooms and it had a dildo out. It was a party, so it was fun.
Oh, okay. That wasn't even my dildo, and somehow it ended up in my mouth. I had somebody's booty juice in my mouth, but I didn't know whose it was. I think it was what's his name's, but like I can't confirm whether or not. I think it was his.
Oh, I don't know. I just walked into the party and that big ass dildo was sitting out on the table. And next thing I know,
you sexually assaulted me with it. So
I didn't sexually assault you.
I have it on video. Like if I wanted to sue you, like I could totally make a case, Lizzo.
Okay, bitch, you a rat. You a rat ass bitch. How you gonna fucking trick on your own fucking like co-host? Whatever. That's weird.
I'm gonna sue you like them girls did, Lizzo. I was
forced. And you know what my Tory sister did? Counter sue. Uno reverse, bitch. Right back to you. How about that?
First of all, just sidebar, just because the girls were smiling in the pic don't mean they didn't want to be there. Okay? That's a weak counter argument, baby.
Okay. Rough out here.
So, speaking of like pleasure mapping and stuff, did you know that there were 13 types of orgasms?
No.
What? I'm about to tell you now, bitch. Are you listening?
Okay, I'm here.
There are 13 types of orgasms and counting. I'm just going to list them off and see if you've heard of any of these. Braingasm.
Like an aneurysm?
Oh. I don't know. Braingasm, I'm thinking like maybe... Like when your head explodes, you know what I'm saying? Like you have like a one of those moments.
The boys next door do fucking science or whatever the fuck this is. I can't imagine. Like maybe it's like we have a good conversation too. Maybe that's like, oh, I feel stimulated. Okay. I don't know. Yes, ear-gasm. Yes. Yeah, when I hear
it goes off. Like getting my ears licked, but unless I'm absolutely sure that they're clean. Because I would hate for somebody to get the licking and they get to eat beeswax, bitch.
A little Reese cup piece, bitch.
And earwax is nasty, bitch. Like, I would hate that. That's why I don't suck on nobody's ears. I'll suck on the lobe. I'm not going in because I don't know when
to clean it. I don't like ears. That's the one thing. I like looking at them. I like them aesthetically. But I don't gravitate towards them. Like, nipples and ears are the two least things I gravitate towards.
I like hearing it. It sounds like a wave going over my body when you got a tongue in your ear, right in that eardrum. You ever got your ear fucked? Oh my god.
Wait, with a dick or a tongue?
With a tongue.
Oh yes. I guess I might like it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Lipgasm. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't even know. That sounds like a stroke.
No, y'all didn't see nothing.
You are not going upstairs. You're not doing it. We're gonna move on. Neckgasm.
You said whatgasm?
Neckgasm.
Oh, I thought you said lipgasm. Oh no. I mean no, I've never heard of that. I think they're making this shit up. Cause what's neck doing?
It has to be. I thought it was for real, but I don't think that most of this is. I guess, but I do like my neck sucked on. It's fun.
I like hickeys. I love hickeys.
I think hickeys are childish. Don't you ever... Well, I'm too dark. I'm not too dark to get one, but if anybody ever give me one, I'm really gonna like... I'm probably gonna treat the fuck out of you, and I'm never gonna talk to you again, because I'm a grown-ass man.
I love it. It's like you're owning me. Like, you're branding me with your mouth. You're sitting there, you're sucking, you're licking, you're sucking.
You can do it somewhere else, but don't do it, like, where people can see... Like, on the neck, especially, is really tacky.
Like a slut. Like, that's a slut part.
You're literally like a slut. You're literally walking around with the scarlet letter on you, bitch.
Like, can you imagine? Like, I know what I think when I see people with hickeys. I'd be like, oh, what would you do, child? Who gave that to you? But I'll also be like, it's kind of hot. I'm into it. I love it. I love a hickey.
Grow up. Nipplegasm.
No, don't touch them.
Okay. Clitoral orgasm. Neither of us have had those because we don't have clits. I mean, I got one, but it ain't a real one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got imaginary one, so that don't count.
Vaginal orgasm, again, I got good pussy, but I don't got a vagina, so.
No, it just gripping and farting, orgasm. Gripping and farting. Yes. Every time I eat Buffalo Wild Wings, every time.
You know what, lately I've been eating, because remember I told you they have a JJ's here? I've been eating pizza puffs all week.
Oh, I want a pizza puff so bad.
Oh my God. Oh. I wish I could go get one tonight. They closed. Oh my goodness.
Thursday they closed there, or is it too late?
It's 10. It's late here.
Okay. Do they have mild sauce with it?
Oh my God. Every time I go, I get extra mild sauce. I have cups of mild sauce on my counter now because I'm stocking up. I haven't had no mild sauce in years, bitch. I'm stocking up cabinets with this shit.
That's how I be feeling when I go to the Harold's out here. I be like, okay, okay, give me an extra cup of sauce on the side. I just need a little drink, a little extra marination for later.
Massage orgasm?
I mean,
massages usually lead to fucking. So
yeah, I would say only time I like when they massage my asshole with their tongue. That's cool.
Oh, that's great. Have I ever discussed on this show how much I think people over exaggerate how good ass eating feels?
No, but I think you should. I'll piggyback.
People who be like moaning all loud and stuff, that's on the list. When they getting their ass ate, it's just like, you doing a lot. I know it feel good, but it don't feel that good, bitch. Calm down. You ain't got no dick in you yet.
I like my hole play with. I have a very sensitive hole. So, like, if whenever...
You know Frizzle, Miss Frizzle.
Okay. I, like when I got in April's recently, I feel like I was kind of loud. But that's because it just felt so good, and he was really, really good at it. He ate it like a pussy. Or what I imagine a nigga would eat a pussy like. It was just so wet, and it was sloppy, and I could hear the sounds. Pussy. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just like the sounds and how squishy and wet and squishy and wet and squishy and wet it was. I was like, you going to get a little yodel, baby. You going to get a yodel.
Yodel is great.
Yeah.
Anal orgasm, we've talked about those here. You've had one, correct?
I'm a creamer.
That's not an orgasm. Have you had an anal orgasm?
What does that mean?
You've likely, and I always say this to the girls, you've likely already had them, you just don't know what that is. That feeling in your body when it feels like your intestines are about to eject and you have a rush of energy to your head and you can't breathe and you can't moan, all you can do is that's when you're having an anal orgasm.
I remember what sex feels like.
I love a good 25-30 of those. Not that I keep track, but I'm just imagining that's about how many I have during sex.
Click. There's another one.
Track. 675,000 loads.
Now when he roll up on us, when we go to somewhere, he pop up on us. Don't say shit. He gonna let you have it,
boom,
bitch.
Trojan, sit your ass down. Boom, Magnum, sit your ass down. Boom, drugstore.
The power of condoms repel you. The power of condoms repels you.
Sleep orgasm?
I don't know. I don't think I ever slept really that good. Maybe that's when you slide and while you sleep.
Isn't it crazy that you don't know that you are sleeping good until you wake up?
Yeah, it kind of makes me regret the sleep I had, or wish I had gone to sleep a lot sooner. Like, you know, you wake up from a good nap, you be like, oh, that was the one. Like, that was
a perfect nap. Is like, you be having energy afterwards. You like, ooh, I can tackle the day.
Right. You be ready to actually be productive. Like, my favorite naps is the one, like, when I'm sitting, like, by, like, the window. And, like, I have, like, the patio door kind of cracked open with the screen door closed. And I get, like, the air coming through. And I somehow just happen to lay on the right side. And I got my cover on me. Ooh, baby. Ain't, don't no sleep beat that nap.
When it wasn't hell's backyard in Texas,
that's not like a pay-per-view.
Little day naps on the patio. You know?
That's nice. And you have a fucking swing out there. What's it called?
Yeah, that motherfucker be putting me to sleep. I be rocking.
I want one so bad. A hammock.
I'm going to skip to the last one. Okay, since I said there were 13, I'm just going to read the rest of them. Exercise orgasm, energy orgasm, combination orgasm, which I guess it might be a combination of any of these two things. No, any two things off this list. And non-ejaculatory orgasm. Now, I think I've had a few of those in my life. Where I did nut, but I had an orgasm out of my dick. Like, you know, in an area.
Yeah, I've had those. But I was like, okay, maybe there's just no more nut left. You know, it's been like 5, so maybe you're just tired. Maybe he's ready to go to sleep.
Okay, no, I'm not even talking about that, because that would mean, well, maybe that will fall into that category. But like, I think I'm talking more about like
the body ejaculation.
Like a failed orgasm. Well, failed orgasm and non-ejaculatory are two different things. But, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I've definitely, the feeling that you get when you nut out of your dick, you can still get it without nutting. And then a failed orgasm is more like you nut, but you don't, like, have the feeling of the orgasm. You just let the nut out. Have you ever had those?
When I'm getting fucked.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's like, oh, I feel it. And, like, I'm actually not, like, nut or anything. It just,
but it's not like a full orgasm. It's just like you nutted.
A body. I guess like a body orgasm. I don't know if that's the same thing. I don't know. But
I think a body orgasm is more like, that's like kind of what you would feel with like an anal orgasm or like a combination, you know?
Because I want to know what a combination orgasm would feel if I ordered the eargasm with the anal gasm, if I put those two gasms together, how that would feel, huh?
Now, I guess the only combination that I can relate to having is nutting from my dick and having an anal orgasm at the same time. That is some intense, wicked shit. It's addicting. It's like you want to do it every time, but it's exhausting. But once you achieve it, you're going to the promised land, bitch.
I want to have a mouthgasm and an analgasm.
Okay, I don't know how a mouthgasm would feel though. What is that even about?
Well, hopefully a guy is fucking my throat while another one's fucking my ass. You know.
Oh, and then you get like a rush of blood to your head.
Yeah, like it's just like this.
Not that I've ever felt that, but I've done that with my dildos.
Oh God.
Literally.
That's great. Or do you have the suction cup where you can stick on the wall? That probably make the work easier. You can stick one on the wall.
I do. I have done that. Oh.
You're creative.
Everybody's so creative. No, for real. I know how to take myself.
That's a lot.
I do like, all types of stuff when I master.
No wonder you're so fucking swole. That's a lot of fucking arm action. Like you gotta have some major like core strength for that. Like,
What was I about to say? What was we just talking about? Hand, mouth, hand,
Eiffel ass. Towers, combination orgasms.
Fuck, I really just lost it. And then I've been listening back to the episode like, damn, bitch, you was right there and then you forgot.
And it don't help that I be throwing my two cents in. That probably throw the rest of the train off. See, okay, I helped.
So
never mind.
I was saying, I like to, lately I've been adding more like sensations to my masturbation. So like, okay. I'll put a belt around my neck. Or I will restrict my hands in the belt.
Okay.
Or I will restrict my ankles. Or I will I don't know the word, but like, I guess like
a heater
stuff
pad
to my body. So like I'll either like spit on my body or I'll like put oil on all over my body, but I won't rub it in. I'll just let it be drippy. Or I'll get the... I'll get the syrup, or
the syrup. You said syrup.
I was trying to gloss over that. People always make fun of me for how I pronounce syrup. Syrup.
Oh no, I pronounce it syrup. Oh no, I don't even care about how you said it. I just want to know if you went to the kitchen yourself and got it, and what you do with it. You pour it on yourself.
Just pour it on yourself. You pour it on your dick. You pour it on your ass. I've done it where. Like I'm using my dildo, but I'm like the syrup is the lube, and then I got syrup dripping all over my ass. Oh, I actually should upload that to Snap tonight because that's a throwback. I got
bitch.
A video.
That's like it's like the Ringner Brothers Barbara Bailey Circus over there, bitch. You got a lot of acts going on. It's a lot of acts going on.
I like playing around, and I've also started like. Moaning while I masturbate because that was weird for me for a while because it's like I'm moaning to myself, but I do it out loud now, not just when I'm recording, but like I'll actually do it.
Wow, I just feel like I'm just like a vanilla beater. Like there's just nothing. But I just feel like now I'm really am, which is like I never thought about tying a belt around my own neck while I do it. I thought someone else doing it, but I never thought about doing it myself.
Now, don't do nothing that you can't get out of.
Wolfgang, help!
I have a pair of handcuffs that I can't use because they're too small. They're like, they won't even close over my wrist.
But that's risky.
I would like handcuffs, you know. I have a penis pump that I've used once or twice.
Does that hurt?
What does it feel like? It does make your dick engorged. And maybe I'm not doing it right, but... It's like whatever. I might do it tonight just to see if I know what I'm doing. I need to watch a tutorial or something.
Yeah, do your homework. Come back, report to us on how that feels.
Um, Yeah, I don't know how we got all the way over there, but yeah. I was just basically saying, like, you know, you need to get more in tune with your body, girl.
Yeah. I feel like I do, but I also feel like I'm going to get it tuned up and it's going to sit there. Ain't nobody touching it right now, bitch.
It's going to be fire once you give yourself.
I got a 76 Camaro parked in the garage. Yourself
those, like, wild orgasms that you haven't even achieved with other people. I think so.
But I also feel like I'm not there for that. Like, I'm not put on this earth to satisfy myself that way. I'm put on the earth to be a sex toy, like a little cum slut,
like 759 loads.
Well, I mean, not that many. Maybe like 3 loads from like 1 guy. Maybe 2 guys, 3 loads, and they just rock, paper, scissors for who gets the last one. Something like that. Something we can manage easily without having to plaster it and get kicked out of hotels. You know? Something easy.
That is kind of a fantasy of mine, though. I want a guy to... First of all, I would like to have an actual penetrative threesome. But I would like for...
What's that? Like when they double penetrate you?
Like, I've had threesomes, but I haven't had threesomes where I'm actually getting fucked.
Oh, okay, okay. You're just a mouse slut?
No, it was just like we was all just messing around.
Oh, okay, okay. Fun time.
Threesome situation. It was literally 3 people having fun. But I want
big fun,
like,
at the ratchets.
A guy to fuck me with another guy's nut as lube, and then I want him to nut.
Me you know? Too. I want
that. Would be so.
I just want to get Eiffel Towered at this point. I feel like that's my goal before the end of the year. Don't know how I'm going to jump from having no dicks to having 2 dicks at the same time, but that's my goal I've set for myself by the end of the year.
Well, speaking of fucking, I want to know what songs you have on your fucking playlist. You don't have to read them all, playlist. You know, but just like, what kind of songs you like to listen to when you get in that back crack?
First of all, I don't really play music while I'm having sex. And normally when I do have sex with music on, I usually just go
to YouTube playlist. Quiet sex?
No. Usually the guy, like, even like, well, you know, I haven't had sex in forever. When I was in a relationship, it was quiet. We had the TV on. It was HGTV in the background because we was married like an old couple. So it was HGTV on. We having sex with, I hear plumbing and fucking nails rattling and hammers hammering. Like, well, it was that type of shit. Welcome to the fucking horror story that was my sex life. But now, like, nowadays, like, when I'm making out with a guy or whatever, I actually let the guy set the mood. So, like, whatever it is, like, so, like, whatever. Niggas love
whatever to go to YouTube. Music he likes?
Yeah, so I'll tell him, here, turn on something. So he'll start find something on YouTube. He'll look for, like, Gunna or, like, V's or some hood shit. You know how that be. And so, like, I let him set the mode. And then, like, we go through, we vibe now, we listen to a couple songs, blah, blah, blah. And then we just let it play in the background. So I'm not even really paying attention to it. But, Point Me to the Sluts, Make Me Want to Suck Dick. Okay.
You are ghetto. Go ahead.
Point Me to the Sluts, Make Me Want to Suck Dick. There's this song called, Fuck. Oh my God. I didn't write none of this down because I thought I was going to be able to just really just think about the niggas in the songs that I've had in my head that I had to shit them afterwards and go back and get the songs for, but I wasn't able to do that, so I apologize. But I don't want no soft shit. I don't want no soft shit. I don't want to hear no Mary J. Blige or no Mariah Carey in the background. I don't want to hear none of that shit. I like the rough shit. I want to hear the gunshots. I want to feel like I'm a stripper.
Ghetto. Ghetto.
It is. It's real ghetto. But I think that's fun. Like, what's on your list?
Soft shit. there are some songs that I want on my playlist, like the song you was teasing me about earlier. It's called, for those of you who want to listen to great music, it's called The Gate by Bjork.
See, and I wasn't fun of you for the song. I was making fun of you for the concept of it sounding like a sacrificial humming song.
It's meditative, you know? It puts you in a trance. It's a good, song to listen to when you're high.
Imagine entering a nigga's home and that's playing right before you're about
to. And listen to the lyrics. Like, the lyrics are beautiful. Actually, what you just said happened to me before. I invited a nigga over because we was about to fuck, and I was listening to like Tina Turner, I think, and he was like, "What the fuck are you listening to?" And I'm like, "Are you serious?" It might have been like some. It might have been a blues song. It might not have been Tina Turner because I remember him saying like, "You listening to this old shit?" So I don't think it was Tina. But
if I'm coming over,
I was offended.
He should have been offended that you sitting there playing them oldies and shit. Why he trying to get
nasty?
That's
the music I grew up on, and it be bops. Like, I don't understand what the problem is.
Okay,
I don't have it on the playlist.
Bop it on to another time, sister. Because don't nobody want to hear that before they about to get nasty with nobody. I want to hear some slut shit.
No Sam Cooke, no Tyrone Davis.
No, we don't. Put the tambourine down.
Johnny Taylor, did I say that already?
No. Put the tambourine down and pick up the Glock. We want to hear some gunshots. Okay.
Hear no Big Rob, no Sir Charles. You know what I'm saying? Y'all so boring.
No, I want to hear some. I used to be scared of the dick. Now I throw lips to the shit, handle it like a real bitch.
Now
Helen
I
Hunter.
Will say, I don't like songs that are specifically. Again, I'm saying specific. I know it sounds like I'm saying Pacific, but my lips slow. I guess slow I got lips. A heavy tongue. I don't like songs that are specifically about sex, to be honest. Like, I don't like when it's like, I'm about to fuck you and your booty. We gonna make love all night. I don't really care for those type of songs on my playlist. My playlist is titled Touch Pass because...
okay, Tinashe.
And that's on the playlist, Touch Pass by Tinashe. It's a good song to fuck to.
Her new song, going on my sex playlist. I'm gonna make me a sex playlist today, actually. Oh, it's so good. It is so, like, old Tinashe. I'm obsessed.
I'm gonna just run through some of these. Too Deep by Division. I really enjoy that song. Ghetto Boy by Tinashe. I really enjoy that song. Come and See Me by Drake and the Party Next Door. I told you it's all soft shit. I like stuff with rhythm. Like, you know, if you're gonna fuck me to those beats, you know what I'm saying? I never really been fucked to no ghetto shit for real.
I can tell, bitch. Everything you said sound like a funeral procession. Like, speed it up.
Yeah, I said it, Rihanna.
Okay, well, that's an appropriate song. I have no qualms.
SZA. Jeremiah got this song that nobody ever talks about. It's literally such a bop. It's called Woosah with Juicy J and Twista.
Okay. Okay. So good. That's a
You would like. You would like that song. You should listen to it tonight.
Wait, did you just call me ghetto?
You're a hood rat from the hood. A hood rat from the 90s.
Not a white refrigerator, now, shawty.
I did jot down a few songs that I wish I could put on my playlist, but
okay.
These are songs that I know would absolutely kill the vibe, so I don't have them on my playlist. But if I found that one person who wants to listen to these weird-ass songs with me, yes.
That might be your person. Like, how would you discover that unless you try it? Like, next time you're about to have sex, just turn on Grand Piano by Nicki Minaj.
That is not... No, that's not the one, bitch.
Come and See Me. But, running high.
Mona Lisa is a good one to have on your playlist. Good vibe. Okay. You and I by Lady Gaga. Art Pop by Lady Gaga. Electric Chapel by Lady Gaga.
This sex is gonna be crazy.
Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. Sex by Madonna. Holy Water by Madonna. Private Dancer by Tina Turner. I really wish I could put that on my playlist. I also realized I need to add some Aaliyah to my playlist because she definitely got some good, you know, some
Four
good
Page ideas. Letter.
I was thinking more like.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's cool.
Damn, Aaliyah. damn Aaliyah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, and Bjork. The Gate.
Oh.
Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just very like moody. Like you like moody sex. Like very just like deep.
Yeah, but deep those are songs like I would like fuck to, like really wild, crazy fucking sex.
like all I imagine is like peaceful Tina. like the beginning of like Rolling Stone or like what's it called, Tiny Dancer, Private Dancer, whatever the fuck that song is. Like all I see is like the beginning, the slow beginning of that, and y'all just fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's literally in my head. Like, imagine being in the '80s on a TV show, and there's a steamy sex scene, and Private Dancer by Tina Turner comes on, and you guys are making out, the windows are fogging up. Yeah, it's like real hot.
You've added other elements.
Yes, you see, it got to be like a music video or a TV show, a movie or something, you know.
So, it's funny you say that, because when low-key, when I'm doing nasty stuff with a guy, I always imagine myself in like a music video. I always imagine like the setting, like I always like make sure the lights are right, and I always like make sure like I have a cute outfit on. I'm always just like.
I want a moment like that where I'm just like, we're just having sex like this, and we just like, we're just like so passionate. It's like feral. I haven't had like a feral fuck in a minute, you know.
Yeah, I want a feral fuck too. It's time to get feral.
It's wackadoodle time. Well, this has gone on long enough.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to the shenanigans. I don't even know what we were talking about today, but. We did it.
And we'll find out.
Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram and YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. I didn't say that earlier. So if you listen to the, if you listened to this far in the show, put what emoji are they using in this time?
A squirrel for feral.
Really? Squirrels?
Not.
That's more like a chipmunk.
Oh.
Well, they're cousins.
Yeah. They're cousins.
Okay, well, put a fucking squirrel if you listen to to this part in the episode. Follow us on YouTube and Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Follow me on Instagram at Blackberry.
Follow me on Instagram at... Wait, where am I? I wanted to say it, too, because you made it sound so cool. Then it threw me off. So you can follow me at Ken Lush. And then on Twitter at _ Ken Lush. And on Threads at Ken Lush. But I don't really use anything. I only use Instagram really right now.
And if you are in my Snapchat private story, check my bubble and see what's posted.
Aunt Jemima's warming up, y'all.
Bitch. And on that note, we're out of here. You're going to jail, you raggedy bitch.
Oh my God. Did we talk to friends? Bye, y'all.